Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues in chapter 9 of Ketuvot, Mishnah Vav, Halcha Mikever Baila Levet Aviyah. A widow who unfortunately has just lost her husband, she goes straight from the burial back to her father's house. The meaning here is she's not going back to her husband's house to manage the estate and use the bank account. She's simply not involved anymore. She goes back to the father-in-law's house, meaning her husband's side of the family. Perhaps it's his house. Perhaps he was living with his own parents. But she is not a legal guardian. She's not using the bank account. She's not using the assets of the household to buy or sell or buy groceries. In these cases, the Mishnah says, Ein hayorshin mashbin ota. The heirs of the husband, her deceased husband, their father, they cannot demand that she makes a shvua, that she has not misappropriated any of the household funds or misused the finances. Now the Mishnah continues the other case, imnaset apotropa. If the widow does become the financial guardian of the household, she's using the assets of the estate, she's using the bank account of her late husband to take care of the household, to buy the groceries, then hayorshin mashbin ota, the heirs of the husband, they can demand she makes an oath that she's not misappropriating or misusing anything, al atid lovo, on what she does in the future. Ve'ein mashbin ota, but they cannot demand she make any sort of an oath or vow, al ma she'avar, about what already happened. So the Kehati points out this is not only on buying and selling and money that she has made use of during the husband's lifetime, but even after he passed away, if she had to sell some assets of the estate to provide for his burial, then they're not allowed to have her make an oath about that. And the idea here is we want to encourage the widow and whoever's involved in the burial to, of course, to get that done as quickly and efficiently as possible. Let's go on to Mishnah Zion. These are cases where we actually do require a woman to make a shavua, to make an oath that she has not been paid the ketuvah. Ha-pogemet ketuvata, someone who is a woman who's pogemet. Now, pogem means, pagam means like a blemish, but here it means like a prepayment. She got some of her ketuvah as an advance. Lo tipara ela b'shavua. She cannot collect the rest of the amount owed to her unless she makes a shavua about what she's already received. The mission brings a similar case, Eid Echad, if there was one witness, Me'ida Shehiv Rua, who says the Kesuvah was paid or partially paid, Lo Tipara Ela Beshvua. Now the woman has to make an oath about how much she was paid before she can collect. Minichse Yesomim, if she's trying to collect from the assets of the orphans, meaning her husband's children have inherited the property, and now she's going after that property to collect her money. Or she is collecting her ketuvah funds from shubodim. Shubodim means mortgaged, meaning it's land or assets, durable assets that her husband sold during the marriage. And anything that a married man sells has a lien, has a shibud to pay the ketuvah. So now even though someone else, someone totally unrelated, is holding this land, she can go to him and collect her ketuvah payment from that land because her husband sold it during the marriage. Shalobafanov, or another case is the husband's not there. For instance, they were divorced and then the husband went overseas on an extended business trip and she's trying to get her ketuvah money, so she's going after his assets in court and he's not there to demand, to claim that there was a partial payment and ask her to make a shavua first. So in all these cases, lo tipara, she cannot get paid the ketuvah amount, ela b'shavua, unless she makes an oath about how much she's collected or an oath that she's not collected anything yet. Yashar kochachem, zay gesund.